right, we're gonna see.
We're gonna see.
I'm gonna catch you in the corner right quick, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna behind the back to you on the sideline, and I want you to.
Hold on, you gonna catch him in the corner?
Yeah, that started off crazy. I was like, all right, where is he taking the people? This is uncharted territories right now.
See, listen, that's how I know that y'all have a lot of trauma in y'all life. Y'all be going to a terrible place. See, if y'all wouldn't have let it ride, y'all would have been in a very, very sick place. Y'all would have taken this into a very sick place. I'm glad y'all didn't. Because you, nah.
I didn't start.
You said, oh my God, I didn't know where you was about to take the people. Come on.
All right, my
Come
bad.
Come on.
My bad.
Come on.
I guess my bad.
It's trauma. That's trauma. My bad. Light, King. Light.
Lead with love.
Come on. What? The guest of the week is telling you to lead with love on your platform.
I'll be tuned in. Make you sure said y'all it. Be the same.
Oh, man. He didn't come to pod, y'all. All
right. I did.
He didn't come to pod. You came to pod?
Came to pod.
Look, man, as y'all can obviously see, we have a guest. Is he a guest?
I think in front of the show at this point.
Yeah.
It's my second time here.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
It feels like more.
How you want that? You want the air horns, or you want the applause, or you want the gunshot? Like, how you feel?
I want Trayvon to give me a intro. You know what I mean?
With you his, want me
with
to
his,
do
with his best, with his best.
The philosopher,
intro voice.
The man of God, the Duke cap legend,
talk to him.
A legend.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
Oh, that. So we give him
the Oprah
audience clap.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Got my boy Chaz in here, man. Chaz London, what's up?
Appreciate y'all having me, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's always an honor.
How's your aura? How's your mental, King?
Man, black blessed and highly favored.
Ooh.
Anything else would be uncivilized.
Did you originate that?
He listens.
I don't know. I've been saying it for a long time. I can't take credit for it.
Mm-hmm. But you said we stole it. I don't think we stole it.
I've been saying it since high school.
I'm not gonna say I created it either.
I can't say I created it yet.
I'm not gonna say I stole it either, though.
Okay.
That's how I'm coming.
But I want everyone to be black, blessed, and highly favored.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. And I hope all of y'all are listening, you know what I'm saying, by the way.
Damn, I bet you don't know what episode this is.
It's 130.
Is it?
It's 130.
Is it 130?
It's 130.
I'm about to check.
It's 130.
I know it's 130. I just want to see what you have.
I'm right, always on my time. I came to pot. It's see? 1 week.
See, I'm just going to throw it off the backboard and just let you Tracy McGrady.
Bet. And I'm a Spider-Man on the rim.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah.
You took it to Marvel.
130.
Okay.
Because you tried to come for me. Last week, I understand I was a little slack. But no, I'm like that.
Came to pot today.
I'm like that.
Shout out to the first timers.
The last timers.
And the in-betweeners.
For coming bike, man. Oh. Week after week. Showing much love. Whatever you do it, man. Whether that is liking, sharing, commenting, subscribing, turning that post notification bell on, you know what I'm saying? Because we are on everything, you know what I'm saying? Patreon included. Go run that up.
But Jay, man. How's your mental? How are you feeling, King?
Can I just say they didn't understand that bar I just gave them?
What?
The first timers, the last timers, and the in betweeners. I'm in between.
Ooh.
That was a bar.
The snaps right there.
That was a bar. If you listen and not watching, you know what you got to do on Saturday.
He said it, not us.
Straight like that.
But yeah, how you feeling today, man? How you feeling on this pod?
I mean, like my brother said, you know what I'm saying? Oh, so blessed, black, and highly favored. I'm always happy to be on the platform. Always happy to come chop it up with you guys, you know what I'm saying? And we do have a great guest, you know what I'm saying? A great friend of the show coming to chop it up with us. So that's always fun.
Appreciate you know? That, y'all.
And then, too, it's like right on the cusp of me going out of town to see my queen, my mother. And that's always fun because we're about to be drunk and full. So, you know what I'm saying? This is all, you know, it leads into a great little, you know.
I feel that.
Yeah. How is your mental? How's your aura?
I'm tired.
Where?
We went to the gym earlier. And then I just been working every day. Today was really just my first day off. And then, of course, Togetherness Day is also.
Mm-hmm.
So looking forward to just kick it with the fam. Eat some vegan, you know, Thanksgiving food. Whatever
that. What's on the menu, actually? What's on the menu? That's what I was going to ask you.
She said she's going to surprise me. Mom.
Hey, so, that's lit. Shout out to you, Mom.
It's probably going to be some vegan mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I don't even know what else. I just told her that has to be on there. So just
vegan least, mac.
Yeah.
Can you can eat noodles, though? Like regular noodles?
Yeah. Okay. If it's not made with any dairy products.
Got you. noodles should be like free.
Some of them you would be surprised.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are egg noodles, and then there.
That's right.
Yeah, some of them are made.
Most of them would probably be.
A lot of foods are actually have dairy products. Now that so I people wouldn't even think about it.
Because like dough, you got to put egg in dough, right? Mm-hmm.
And they just gotta get specific dough. No pun intended. Specific dough.
Hey, that was a bar too.
Hey, that's a bar. That's a bar for real.
Listen. Ooh, hold on. That is a bar. I'm vegan. I need specific dough.
That's hard though. That's hard. Right, that
You might need that one.
Yeah. Nah, you're right.
Oh, man, hey, we came to pot. I'm excited about this one. This is going to be interesting. This docket is, it's not nothing too crazy, but I feel like we're going to get into a couple tangents here and there. So
I'm sure we've all kept up what's, been going on for the past week since we've last potted. I think the first thing we should do, honestly, rest in peace, Young Dolph.
For sure.
In peace, Dolph, man. That shit hurt.
Bro.
That shit
I was in shock. Hurt. I was in shock. I was at work, and I just seen it on Twitter, and I was just like, damn.
Yeah, man. A lot of Dolph songs, I think, carried a lot of us, to say the least, through, a major part of college.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of parties that we were at, a lot of functions that we went to, a lot of whatever that we did, Dolph was playing somewhere at some point in time. That shit is so crazy to me. And the fact that you were, like, in your hometown, getting cookies. Same story.
We've heard this story before. Of artists dying in their own city.
It's so crazy, man.
And not only what he did musically, but just like his influence in the city of Memphis to the youth and also to the South.
I didn't even know about that beforehand, though, which sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, people always say, give them their flowers, but God, we really got to start.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because I shouldn't know that. I shouldn't have known that he was such a philanthropic individual after his death.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We should have, dang, that man said,
praise that. and that's true. Praise that instead of everything else that really doesn't matter at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? They quick to show the drama that he has with Gotti and Black Youngsta and all those artists. And even when this happened, right? Like, it was... fake news on the web talking about like Black Youngsta's house got shot up or like his grandmother's house.
Right.
Yo Gotti's restaurant. Like that, it was just a lot. And I just, just like when that happens, when somebody passes away, like it's just fake narratives out there. People want to be the first to cover it just to say like I talked about it or I tweeted about it.
No doubt.
One thing that I really hate, this might be like maybe I'm overthinking a little bit much, but I kind of feel like, the whole lifestyle is glorified from beginning to end. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, yeah.
And I really hate that because, like, there's kids out here who see that as, like, a perfect story in a sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they see themselves in a similar situation right now. Maybe they're struggling, not able to, like, make ends meet or whatever the case may be. Okay, boom. Like, they listen to Young Dolph. He talking about getting money. They go straight to the streets to get the bread. You know what I'm saying? Which puts you in a situation where you do have ops. You know what I'm saying? Because you're in this person's territory doing whatever it is that you got to do to make the money. And then at that point, you get up, you get some money. Maybe you rap or whatever the case may be. Sustain a lavish lifestyle, right? Still got that same dirt that happened from years ago before you had the money. Go back to your city, pass away, and now everybody loves you. It just is like it's like an amazing story for somebody who might not be able to really see what their potential is. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Somebody that's malleable.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, though I love our artists, I love our rappers and those who turn their story into art, sometimes I wish like that wasn't the standard. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, that's a glorified lifestyle.
For sure.
And it's real for a lot of people, unfortunately.
Yeah, for sure. I was just going to say like, hip-hop is the only genre that we see this happen. You know, you look at rock and roll, you look at pop, you look at, these different genres of music, it's never violence. But hip-hop is built on the foundation of drugs, violence, sex. Like, that's what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just unfortunate to just have the same story each and every year from every other artist that's young passes away.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these rappers don't make it past 50, which is insane.
It is.
Right.
Prayers and condolences to, you and your family, King. I hope everyone else stays safe out there. Definitely take this as an opportunity to really understand and visualize how you have to move with purpose, even if you're not on a level like Dolph was, or maybe you're on a level above that. Wherever you are in life, definitely always know where you are.
But was there any other tragic news? Can we get the bad stuff out the way before we get into the funny?
You put Travis $750 million lawsuit and towards him, Drake, and Live Nation.
Yeah, how you feeling? You think is that like a harsh enough levy to weigh over somebody that didn't really control 100% of the outcome at a festival that he threw?
I don't know. I just think it's hard for me to have a take on here because I don't know the legalities of this and how that works. Like, okay, it's not Travis. Travis holds accountability on this because obviously it was his event, but he didn't go out there with the intention of people dying. Mm-hmm. Like, he does incite raging, mosh pit, mm-hmm. you know, going crazy. But again, his intentions were never to kill somebody. And I just think media is framing it like he did. Like, right. you know, they're mm-hmm. trying to make... not even a mockery out of him, but they're just trying to show him by example, especially because he's black too. That's okay. just how I feel. So, I don't know. I don't know really how I feel about it. And then it's like Drake. He was the guest artist, right?
His name shouldn't even be in there.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the whole. If anything, I just think it should be Live Nation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they should be. You know.
Moving forward, to go to certain events, like they're gonna start. Especially if it's standing room only, mm-hmm. like. Waivers are going to be required from here on out.
Waivers? I could see that. Yeah. I could see that.
Because you got to think.
You're saying when they buy the ticket.
When they buy the ticket.
Okay.
Because you got to think how much money they get from that type of atmosphere, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if Travis Scott were to scale, I mean, he might have to do so now, right? But let's just say this didn't happen and he scaled his concert back. This festival, he just scaled it back and was like, you know, we're going to have seats. We're not going to be moshing. Like, people would be like, oh, that was trash. That was trash. You know what I'm saying? I think so, at least.
But can you control that, though?
What?
Like, okay, yes, you're saying scale it back. And I'm thinking maybe you lessen the amount of tickets you sell. But can you really, like, control if people mosh pit at your concert?
If it's no standing room tickets, it's okay, just, like, all seats.
Let's say it is,
but it's 50 plus thousand people out there. You know what I'm saying?
How much does Philip Serena help? Philip or Dip? I guess they call.
I'm not sure.
30 to 50,000.
Like, let's just say that. Let's.
Because I remember when
I went to that
Beyonce
concert.
And I went to a Jay-Z concert as well, and they had their seats all around. Mm-hmm. Of course, like the stage is like towards the end of like where the court would be, and then they had seats like on the ground, so like no standing room. But I'm sure it was like 30, 40,000. So it's like, it's possible.
Oh, so you're saying that's not like at brand. Travis Scott concerts on the floor, there should be seats.
No. I'm not saying that there should be. I'm saying if you were to scale it back to where it's like, okay, to eliminate moshing, like, we're going to have seats. Like, it wouldn't be the same.
You see what I'm saying? And also, that doesn't fly with festivals.
Exactly.
So let's say he goes to a Coachella.
I feel like waivers are the next thing. Yeah. Because that's why I was like, I really hate that it's like Travis Scott fault. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is hard to see, like, an individual person.
Right. Now, exactly. I will say his apology was half-assed the way he did it. I know his PR team is like, what the hell? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
when that man was like...
Yeah, he was just like, what are you doing, fam? Like, who had your phone?
It was right. very lackluster.
Yo, the videos that people were posting...
they were crowning the fuck out of him, yo.
But he's definitely lost money since this, you know, horrific event. Sure. Like, you know, they took him off of Fortnite. They pushed his Nike sneakers back, mm-hmm. so...
Took him off of Day in Vegas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for me to answer your question, getting back to it, like, I don't know. I don't know what to think of it because I don't know. I just don't know. How you feel about it?
Man, I blame Live Nation 100,000.
And I read some crazy shit where Live Nation only had 2 water fountains in the whole park. Think about that. 50,000 plus people.
And who hired security is my thing.
That's what I'm saying, like, Travis Scott is literally the face. He's the performer.
Yeah.
He had one job. Yeah.
Allegedly, they said it was more security there than at the World Series in Houston.
Hmm. I mean, numbers aren't always the best. You mm-hmm. got dumbass people out there that don't know what they're doing, and you got how many people are out there?
Too many.
Right.
Come on. You're ill-trained. Mm-hmm. You've never, done security at a festival before. What is that going to do for me? I want to know who hired security. That's who I'm holding at fault.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I don't think that, this is something that Travis should be held responsible for because, like you said, you can't see one person, And from the videos that I saw, people were like, sandwich, pancake on top of each other, like no breathing room type shit. Like I couldn't walk if I wanted to. So I don't think he should be taking it fall. And yeah, like you said, why is Drake's name on this shit? Right.
Do they know where you work on the pod? I don't want to give out no crazy information.
They're privy. I work in IT.
Okay,
you know.
Cool. So what if somebody, you was at work, right? And then somebody came in and slipped and fell. And they was like, oh, Trayvon was there. He was at work. We had to charge him.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? When it was somebody else's responsibility to put the sign out.
Let me rebuttal to that. So I think what you're missing in that scenario is Travis has the history of telling his fans, like, go crazy. Like, I want y'all to mosh pit and jump over barricades. I want y'all to get in that bag.
Yeah, that's fair. Sure.
So whatever department or wherever somebody works, it's not the same environment. Mm-hmm. It's rules established that be civil.
Right, right.
So even when you were talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce, like, people are civil. They're...
That's just like a different, that's his brand, you know what I mean? Like, I've never been to a rock concert, like hard metal, but I can only assume that they'd be like, oh yeah, I don't think they'd be in seats.
It's worse.
You know what I'm saying?
Headbanging type shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, of course I hate it. Like, you can't put a price tag on a life. So that 750 mil isn't going to bring nobody back. But dang, like, are we going to kill him? You know, that's the wrong words. Are we going to really, like, hold him accountable? Like, I don't know. I think that's a little much.
Yeah. Okay. He takes an L, but not the entire L.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Speaking of holding people accountable, can we get into this Kenosha verdict, this Kyle Rittenhouse verdict?
I'm tired.
How are y'all feeling? He said, I am tired.
give your sentiments. We got this convo a little bit off mic.
We did. Honestly, I am not shocked. Honestly, I feel like the law is made to help and, you know what I'm saying, hurt us, but help them. Mm-hmm. As soon as they took out that weapons charge, I knew it was going to be some funny-ass shit.
When I seen the video of him crying, I knew it was going to be some fuck shit.
Yeah, I was already onto it. And the prosecution was slanted. You know what I'm saying? We had already proven that. So, to me, it was just like, okay, I hate it, and it sucks that it happened again, because Lord knows what they would have done to us, one of us. But I seen it.
Yeah. I think all of our sentiments on this are probably the same, because we're all black in America, so.
You know what's insane is that if it was one of us, we would be dead and our mom would be on trial. Mm. Because, like, imagine his mom drove him and dropped him off, and he had the gun.
Mm-hmm. And that was a big-ass gun.
What? Are you kidding? Also, the dude that I guess like kicked him or something, trying to stop him from like shooting, he got charged.
Wow.
Of course, he's a black man. He got an assault charge. So it's like, how can somebody be kicked, and the kicked person is on trial for murder, no charges, but the person who kicked the person who killed the people?
Systematic white supremacy.
Simply.
It is crazy.
That's what the answer is.
Yeah.
What I really hate more and more is, like, every time this happens, it's sending a message out like, like, we can do this. You know what I'm saying?
They've been on that memo. For sure.
Yeah, it definitely just reestablishes, it encourages that type of behavior.
And I hate that we all do the same thing. We just, you know, harp on it, say it's, you know, unfortunate and march. But it needs to be more than just that. Like, we need a set plan of action on what to do to change society, to change the jurisdiction laws. You know what I mean?
Are you protesting?
I would definitely get out there for my people, if that's what you're asking. Yeah, came down to it. But I think more than anything, we need to make sure that we're doing like our local government votes and things like that too. Mm. You know, people always talk about the presidential election, but that's also what happens in your backyard too.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Let me say this too, and you know, saying I will be that person on the pod. Maybe I get canceled, maybe I don't. But I do think that the reactions would have been a lot different had he killed two black people. That's just my perspective.
That's fair.
I think everything. a lot of people probably would have been marching down there right now to tear that shit up.
Yeah,
but who's to say? That's my pessimistic view.
Yeah, that would have been wild.
You remember, remember maybe a couple months ago, this time last year, of all the shootings and killings happening during the summertime?
For sure.
And did your companies reach out to you, or like just people like, you know, hey, like, is everything okay?
No.
Da-da-da.
No, not really.
No.
Yours did?
Yeah.
I mean, that's great of him.
I really hated that time working in like corporate America, like in a majority Caucasian group. I hated it.
Tell me why. Let's unpack it.
It was all fake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to disclose the company, but they were like, oh, we're trying to like do this and like we're going to do, you know, that and, you know, blase, blase. At the time, I was working in social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what I had told them we should do. I can't remember. But it was like a solid plan. You know what I'm saying? And then they ended up just choosing to like go black for the day. And I know that was like a trend, but it was super like
corny.
Yeah, because it's like we should really be using our, as a company, and it's a big company too. It's a company that everybody who's watching this buys into. Right, I know that for a fact.
Right.
They should have used their voice. If it was really, if y'all were really, you know what I mean? Like, but I feel like it was, again, it's like trendy. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
trendy. For and, sure. And now it's worked its way all the way till today.
Like, so shout out to Ben and Jerry's, but go ahead. Because they're real.
Oh, no, for really, sure.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. I think.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, like these companies now, they just have the trend of, yeah, let's get a black person in the commercial. Or let's, you know, like just do diverse things now since it's so popular and trendy.
Yeah.
Versus like we've been wearing our emotions on our sleeves since forever.
Right.
Like 400 years ago.
Yeah, no, so, that's facts. No, I was just going to say, I think
for me. Did that man just do the dip on Nick's move?
Yeah. What, I was going to let it go too. I was like, all right. I ain't going to even. I'll leave it alone.
No, I couldn't let it slide.
He said I couldn't let it live. I'm dead as hell. Yo. I didn't think anybody was going to peep that.
Nah, I peep.
But no. I was just going to say. I was just going to say, I think for me, the kicker was the fact that It became so corny for me when they started naming things like the black perspective or the black voice, like how they had that whole sub genre of movies on whatever
the black
platform.
And brown.
Yeah.
Like, just a whole bunch
like,
of this.
You know what I'm saying? You got the black whatever on whatever music DSP type shit.
Which is a direct correlation to lack of diversity in the decision maker room, because if somebody was in there, they'd be like, nah, this is not gonna fly.
Like that's just definitely not gonna fly.
That's like something happening, and you know what? We stand with Black Lives Matter, so Kool-Aid is 50% off. Like, what? You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
And they really be like, oh, this is good.
It's going to work. Good. Like, no. That shit is...
You know what I'm saying?
That
no,
shit
like,
is terrible.
This is good.
Yeah, they really be in there like, this is the one. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's insane, I hate that bro. Shit. It's I hated insane. That shit. Like, especially when it came to, like, Juneteenth or when it comes to, like, Black History Month type shit. And you want to put, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that that has the title specifically is what I mean. Like, granted, you doing things like that, you making a category, like, for us is, you know what I'm saying, the sentiment is cool. But don't call it that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And then it's Juneteenth, if you want to keep it a buck, that just became...
Facts.
A holiday
like
for us.
It's been like, what,
still
5 years?
Fairly new.
Couple years?
Fairly new.
Still fairly new.
Now it's a domestic holiday that we all have off.
Exactly. I seen somebody on Twitter say, because, you know, some companies take Juneteenth off. Like, there's, like, corporate holiday. They're like, why do the white people not have to work? And it was a joke, but then I was like, wait. So the question
Yo, we pivoted off of this. We moving on.
Nah, but you feel me though?
No,
that's facts. I want to know. Somebody hit my jack with an answer, please. I want to know.
Not saying that they should, but it was. You know.
It's just a valid question. I just want to hear your perspective. I'm not saying they should or they shouldn't.
Right.
That's not for me to decide.
Y'all want to get into LeBron?
Man.
LeBron and Isaiah Stewart.
Man,
that's the gentleman's name.
Yeah, go ahead, get into it. That's your man's.
Oh, you want me to lead this topic?
I want you to lead this topic.
I'm sure everybody's seen the clip surface.
For sure.
LeBron hit a guy in the face.
Was
bloody.
It intentional?
Intentional, yes. Did he mean to hit him in the face, though? No.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
How did you... How
so
you know
I'm trying to box you out. Like, so I'm intentionally trying to hit you. Like, get off of me. Because, you know, we've all played sports.
Say
we've
make
all played
contact.
Basketball.
Don't say hit, though.
Okay, make contact. Yeah. That's a better, for sure. Better term for it. Yeah. So... He definitely meant to hit his arm or something like that, but not in the face. And even after, if you see the video, he's like, as soon as he did it, yo, my bad.
Right.
He reached his arms out and was like, yo, I didn't want that.
Right.
But buddy was on some other shit. And I feel him, too. I understand that perspective, too, because it's like, bro, you just...
Do you?
I wouldn't wild out like he did because he lost an egregious amount of money.
It really depends on, he lost like a third of his salary.
Yeah. $950,000, if I'm not mistaken.
Who?
The Isaiah Stewart.
No, it was like $900,000.
I seen $950,000.
Oh, I thought you said 150.
No, 900.
Okay, yeah. And he has a three, it's like his contract's 3 years.
He's a rookie. Is this his second year?
Before taxes. Mm-hmm. It's 3.2.
Detroit. It's crazy. Detroit taxes.
That's crazy. Oh my goodness.
So shit like that he did, that gets you kicked out of the league.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have a name for yourself yet. You're still trying to develop and grow as a player. Like that you could have lost your career yesterday for just wilding out.
Mm-hmm. I just want to know like what came after the fact. Like, yeah, he was, you know what I'm saying, arguing when it initially happened. Yeah, they separated, but I want to know what happened up until that point to where he started wilding out and like charging at LeBron. I want to know what
he seen himself like, on the monitor, seen like his face bloody, and that probably got him more heated. It was like, oh, nah, I can't let this be. So if he really wanted to hit LeBron, I feel like he could have did that when he first got hit in the face.
Yeah. Right.
If he really wanted to smoke.
Exactly.
But him knocking down his teammates, knocking down officials at the game and running into the locker room, that's egregious. Mm-hmm. You make us look crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so even I watched the post-game interview from the Lakers, and all of them are veterans, so they kept it 100. It was an unfortunate situation, but we held our composure and got the win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like they want smoke. They're like, nah, it's basketball. It happens. Because they're thinking about malice in the palace.
Facts.
I really hate that LeBron got any type of repercussions. I don't think he deserved it.
I don't either.
He's not – naturally, he's not a dirty player, but he definitely should have got ejected for that. I understand why. That was a flagrant two. Flagrant two, you're gone.
Yeah, but I don't think he should have – Does an ejection all come with a suspension already, or is it a fine?
It's usually a fine, if I'm not mistaken, but the severity of the flagrant two.
I just hate it because he had – 19-20 year career, and he has like a crystal career record.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was like, dang, like, but one thing that we don't know is what happened before that play, right?
Was leading up to it.
You know what I'm saying? So like, he may have said some, like, you know what I mean, like a little something. You talking trash?
Your mom's a hoe.
Something crazy. You know what I'm saying? And that was like, it's time.
Okay, but let's be honest though. Like, no matter how. I mean, because how big is Isaiah Stewart? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Either way, the whole Lakers bench, the whole Lakers organization is not letting you touch the ball.
Oh, did you see Russ? Russ squared up. I'm ready.
I seen it. Yeah, no. That shit was, I don't blame it, but like,
that looked hilarious.
Nobody, they're not letting anybody touch LeBron. That's first and foremost.
The league isn't.
And that's first, but we're not about to ignore the fact that LeBron is, what, 6'9", 280,
250, 260.
Yeah, you're not. Come on. That's not going to be an easy W anyway. But it was definitely insane.
You know how mad you got to be?
Huh?
Right?
Like, it's like hundreds of thousands of people.
And did you hear the announcer fans stay in your seats? Mm-hmm. They kept repeating that, like, because that could have turned ugly.
So how long ago today was Malice in the Palace?
I want to say it was like 97.
That was not 97, Chaz.
Oh, for him, Wallen? It was like 2000 or something? Yeah, you're right, because we were
tone deaf. Remember you talking about that for the pod? That was like 05.
Nah, don't do that, because we'll bring it back up.
And ironically, it happened a couple of days ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Before the,
the anniversary?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
04. 04. Okay.
It was fairly new.
That's within 15, 20 years ago.
Side note, y'all gotta watch that. Have y'all seen the documentary on it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I seen bits and pieces.
Okay, yeah.
No, that's a great documentary, because I didn't really understand what happened to all of them after like that. Hey, exactly. It's crazy, especially Jermaine O'Neal. I didn't know what, you know what I'm saying, came about that. But that's
honestly his career, damn near.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, it's a dope-ass documentary for sure. Y'all go check that out if y'all haven't seen it.
Do y'all want to get into the shenanigans of this Urban Dictionary that everybody's been posting for the past week and a half?
I posted it.
And I'm tired as hell of it.
I posted it.
It's all cap.
Y'all can say whatever y'all want about me. And I didn't believe it, obviously, but because it was a lot of, not bullshit, but it was a lot of like bigging me up.
Fluff.
Yeah.
I think it bigs everybody up.
Yeah, and that's why I posted it, because it was funny, but...
It's like, Randy is such an amazing guy. I'm like, this scumbag ass. Like,
ooh,
I
know.
What Randy did to you?
I just made up a random name.
Yeah, nah. I think it was a little childish, you know. But hey, if that's what you want.
Then I seen what you posted on your right. story. You was like, since we're bringing challenges back, like, let's bring back the TBH. Bring back TBH.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like for a To Be Honest?
If I was single and TBH was going around, first of all, if I was single, I would bring back TBH myself.
TBH used to be nasty.
Nah, I really did.
And that was before we really had, like, a mouthpiece. We ain't really had no game when it's TBH. Yeah. All we were saying was, you know, To Be Honest, like, you cool or whatever.
Oh, shit, you're absolutely right. I like
you the way you dress. Right. You know what I'm saying? And if you really liked her, you'd be like, you kind of cute.
You ain't have no mouthpiece. Yeah. Nah, that's facts, though. Because niggas was really getting off the very most basic shit. Basic. But it was working.
To be honest, you're very working. Smart in class, and I like sitting next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just say you would have fun.
To be honest, I never really spoke to you before, but hit me up sometime.
Right, yeah. Right.
She slides you the number on the back end. It's raps. What right. do you mean?
If you ever want to, like, cringe crazy, go on your Facebook and, like, go back to, like, 2000 and see how you was checking.
Oh, no.
Y'all still got access to the MySpace?
Yeah. I did. A while ago, and I looked back at them pictures. It was a sick time.
What was the song playing when they went on your page? What was it for you?
I know.
I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you.
At the bartender.
Okay.
I'll still put that on there today.
Okay.
I'm not telling you. You tell me where it's first.
That man Trey has some Robin Thicke.
Nah, mine was. Excuse me, miss.
Okay, that's smooth.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying yeah. shit.
With the gangster SpongeBob in the background.
That was the golden age of social media, though, man.
Nah, it was. It definitely was.
People had clothes on. It was just.
You sound like an old head.
That's what it was, man. Like,
you a hater.
Nah, the internet is explicit. You're desensitized to so much shit. Like, you can log on right now and see somebody dying. Like, that's the first video that pops up on your... It's very unpredictable, regardless of your algorithms.
For sure. For sure.
And so, for me, it's just, like, it controls moods for a lot of people, including me. Like, that's if you start off with your day looking at some shit like that, you're like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's the start to my morning. So, for me, it's in moderation.
Yeah.
I know y'all had them them voicemails where it led with the music and then it came in like, listen, I'm sorry, I can't get to the phone right now.
Nah, that was not a video.
I didn't have that. You're alone.
No, you have to go in the studio and do that.
You're alone.
How?
Yeah. I died on a mountain alone?
Mm-hmm. How?
What you mean how? I wasn't in the studio. I was at the crib.
You would turn the music down?
Hell yeah. I turned the music up, play it for a good 5-10 seconds, turn it down, let it lead out, fade out, get my shit off. And then turn it back up.
Hey, babe, it's Trey.
Nah, we ain't do all that. We ain't do all that. See,
y'all have ringback tones?
Yeah.
I definitely had the Omarion and Bow Wow.
Yeah.
On one of them.
What's that? Sure. Girlfriend?
Yeah, something like that.
He had the...
What was that? Your...
Oh, I think it was the Let Me Hold You.
Oh, that's what he had. Yeah, that's what he had. Yeah. I knew it. Got you. I knew it.
What are no fucking songs?
Why are you mad at them? Why it had to be all right?
You picked the song. Right. Like, damn.
Put them songs in.
Shit, I feel old. No, because I just thought about it. I'm like, damn, I'm old as hell.
Yeah, you an old head.
Showing your age, my boy.
There's a difference between an old head and an OG. You an old head, for sure.
Am I the oldest one out of all three of y'all? Yeah. All three of y'all? Or yeah, all three of us?
How old are you?
25.
Oh, yeah, January. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are.
When's your birthday?
July.
Damn, yeah.
Oh, so you were a cancer or whatever the girl
said. Don't start that.
I knew it.
I'll just be telling them, you here, you going to stay here.
Ooh. I'm mad at it.
Y'all seen Dollar Tree hikes prices 25% starting next year?
Why, though?
That's a telltale sign.
Inflation is going up.
I mean, yeah, but 25%.
So what, $1.25?
$1.25.
That's insane.
That, like, what?
The dollar store?
The dollar store.
Come on.
That, like, that should really be scary to us.
We're hitting a recession. Come on. Dollar Tree is going up?
Bro.
It should have been called $1.33. I feel like that has a better riddle to it. I'm just making up words now.
Wrinkle.
That's insane, though, man. What are y'all thoughts on this? I mean... I automatically assume from reading this headline, recession.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Dollar Tree has never raised their prices, ever in my existence.
Which one of them has different prices? It's one of the stores.
Dollar,
like,
General? Okay, so yeah, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know. I was unaware. Damn.
One of the stores has, like, some stuff be a dollar, some stuff be different prices. Now everything's a dollar. But whoever came up with that, they're a genius for the dollar store. They probably laughed at them when they presented that. But.
Definitely.
And they about to be laughing more since they get an extra 25 cent off of each transaction.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. Honestly, you need to change the moniker. You need to change the name.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. 25%? Come on now.
That's why Five Below is going crazy.
Yeah.
Because they got a range.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Now that you think about it, that was the innovative Dollar Tree right there. Mm-hmm.
But they're not everywhere like I would expect them to be, though.
So pretty much it says they're changing their prices to $125 on majority of its products by the first quarter of 2022. The change is in sign of the pressure low-cost retailers face holding down the prices during the period of rising inflation. See, I was right. Inflation.
Yeah,
I'm interested to see how things change. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the dollar store.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though it's, like, only 25 cents, if you buy four items... So a dollar. It's an extra dollar that you had to spend. You know what I'm saying?
But realistically, when you're even thinking about it, what do you spend a dollar on now? You can't get anything for a dollar unless it's like an Arizona. Or maybe some candy.
That's real.
Maybe.
That's real. But, I mean, it's somebody that go in there and get what they need because it's a dollar. And I feel bad for them.
Yes. Now that I think about it, I don't think there is too much that you can get for a dollar these days.
Gum be like two something.
How exactly. much does a dollar really cost?
You can get you a Black and Mild. Now when that go up, boy, oh boy, we are it's in gonna trouble. Be more. We are in trouble.
They gonna be protesting.
Oh my god! Imagine they selling a Black and Mild for $2.49.
Oh my god! All hell would break loose.
That's some troubling days. It's gonna be like that episode of Boondocks when they the chicken store ran out of fried chicken.
Yeah. Hey, Popeyes, did y'all know Popeyes sells turkeys?
Yes.
Why?
They're popular though. It's a Cajun turkey.
You didn't know that though?
Yeah, sleep.
If y'all know somebody that gets Popeyes turkey, call the police.
Nah, a lot of people. Nah, you probably ate one if you went to somebody's house.
And you just didn't know.
And didn't know. And it was probably good.
But I've never been the turkey guy either on Togetherness Day. Like, I don't go there for the turkey. I go there for...
I get that, but listen. They're not bad.
All turkey is not good. Sometimes if you get some fried turkey...
All turkey is not good.
That's real.
Okay.
That's philosophy. Honest.
Philosophy.
Honest. Yeah, I'm screaming. But what were we talking about just now? Dollar Tree, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect segue into Staples Center changes their name to Crypto after acquisition.
Yeah, how do you...
Starting in December, I think. I want to say starts on Christmas. They will be called the Crypto.com Center.
What's so they acquired Staples?
Yeah, the company they bought out. Let me pull up the exact article for it. 2 seconds.
Good, because Staples need to get gone.
Really?
I mean, listen, they needed to be acquired, sure, but why call it crypto? That's weird. I don't like that.
Russ, it's what? The Crypt Center?
If he did say that, I saw that. The Crypt?
I mean, feel like Staples is a dying...
I just think it's so historic there. So just kind of like Madison Square Garden. I never see that name ever changing. Center.
I'm talking about the business Staples.
Oh, no.
No, yeah.
I'm talking about the Staples Center where the Los Angeles Lakers play.
But, I mean, that's named after Staples.
True. But I just think it has company. More than just the name Staples, because you're thinking about it brick and mortar. I'm thinking about it in terms of just the history.
Nostalgic
of,
value.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm just saying, if it was my company that bought Staples, I'm going to change the name.
Wow. Staples Center is to become Crypto.com Arena and reported $700 million naming rights deal. The downtown Los Angeles home of the Lakers and Clippers, the NHL Kings, and WNBA Sparks will change its name after 22 years of operation. Arena owner AEG announced Tuesday night.
Dang,
Crypto.com is paying $700 million, according to multiple reports, over 20 years to rename the building. The parties aren't publicly announced the financial terms of what's to believe the richest naming and right deal in sports history. The 20,000-seat arena has been Staples Center since it's opened in October 99 with the name... Y'all get what's going on.
Right.
So, I don't know. What's your thoughts on it?
That shit ugly.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Got you.
I think anything new is like, but I mean, in 5, 10 years, we'll be fine.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
It ain't Madison Square Garden, though. To me, Madison Square Garden is the most
so they can never
coveted.
Change
the name. I don't know, because you got...
They can never change the name of
Madison. I mean, think about the nostalgia in staples, right? Mm. Final games. They've had way more finals than
they... It can't be like Madison Square Garden, bro. That's the only
Nipsey's
place.
Funeral was there. Michael Jackson's funeral. Like, it's a lot of history that's been there.
I get it.
There.
Like, it's in L.A., but I feel like in terms of, like, that's the only place where people, like... Well, I shouldn't say only, but, like, when it comes to, like, sports, like, people dream about playing in Madison Square Garden.
I feel that.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And this got me thinking, too. Gave me another antenna of just crypto taking over the world.
Mm-hmm.
This fast, you know, we already have something called crypto.com.
Yeah.
And I automatically, for some reason, just thought about my parents. Because growing up, they didn't have a such thing as crypto. Mm-hmm. And I'm right. sure they knew about stocks, but aren't privy as the new generation is.
Right.
Yeah, that's just where my brain went.
I mean, no, because you definitely have a point, because a lot of the perspectives of parents back then was, you know what I'm saying, don't go poking and prodding the grown folk business,
mm-hmm.
meaning bills and, you know what I'm saying, meaning finances and meaning how to financially manage your money and shit like that, financial literacy and stuff like that. So it wasn't a thing to be thought of back then.
Right.
Now
right.
we have an unlimited source of knowledge, and right. it's growing because shit like this.
And we have the internet.
Exactly.
I think the rich people are pissed right now because just so many resources and just access to anything mm-hmm. is becoming more accessible. I feel like, mm-hmm. You don't think so?
Nah, I mean, yeah.
People who've owned crypto before it became popular and owned stocks and things like that.
So the reason why I say no is because I feel like you're either going to do it or you're not. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that remains, maybe it increases a little bit the, when information becomes like more convenient to get, but I still feel like you're still gonna have people who are not gonna do it, and then people that are gonna do it. Regardless, you know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. why I'm like,
I just think now,
and you still need money.
I mean, definitely, but I just think people are becoming millionaires and billionaires in non-traditional ways nowadays, yeah. versus billionaires from before was, you know, I got this, you know, from my will, my parents' right. will, or you know, whatever it was.
And that's why I agree with you, not to cut you off. Mm-hmm. That's why I agree with you to say I think they're upset because it's not like they don't have the option of keeping it in the family anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, the knowledge is there and maybe you figure it out. But to the masses, it's something that is still undefined because it's something that only the Rockefellers obtained this knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And only us have been profiting off of it for the last 20, 30 years. That's the only reason I would be upset. Mm-hmm. But to your point too, though, I don't think it's like you're either gonna do it or you're not.
Right.
You have it. It's there.
Think about like how many people have access to a gym. You know what I'm saying?
That, and can you do it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, the knowledge may be there, but right. I can do it. But can you do it to the best of your ability and make it better than me to where you can
maybe
profit?
Not? But even if you come up short, I mean. You figure out a lot of things throughout that journey, right? So you take an average kid, right? He has a cell phone for the first time. He has access to the internet. Yo, you can download Cash App, right? I'm sure his parents maybe send him $10 a week on allowance. Mm-hmm. You know, he has $10 cash on the Cash App. You can invest on that app in Bitcoin. So out of curiosity as a kid, damn, what's Bitcoin? Let's look it up. Let's figure it out. Oh, yeah. I get 10% off or 10% every time I spend and swipe this card? Like, that was unheard of 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now,
right.
now
you're definitely right.
It isn't taboo to talk about stocks and, you know, margins and real estate. Like, all of this stuff is becoming popular knowledge.
Mm-hmm. I definitely.
It's also in our face too, though. I feel like we're in a time when like everybody is like trying to like set themselves up. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. who knows? Like your brother. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's like on like thinking about that type of stuff right now?
Definitely. We have a conversation about it all the time. He's like, yo, when I get some money, what'd you do? Dogecoin, Bitcoin? He's learning off of me. So uh-huh. I'm telling him like he has a big brother feeding him them information.
Yeah, yeah. That's real.
And you know, he has all the stuff I do at home, laptop and everything else. So I'm sure his mind is full of that also. Mm-hmm. So
no doubt.
Yeah.
Kudos to you, bro.
Right, that's what's up.
You're
that's
your big brother.
I try to be.
Facts. Gotta spread the knowledge. excuse me. Segway King, how we coming?
I thought you were Segway. Chaz, you have a question? Do you have a topic? We didn't even ask our guest.
How do y'all feel about gentrification?
Oh wow.
I know that's heavy, but I'm serious, though.
You know what I'm saying? You have a specific opinion.
Like, do you think it's bad for, like, me to contribute to gentrification or us? Like, first-time home buyers?
Delve into that a little bit more. Mean, like, what do you mean when you say you're contributing to gentrification?
Buying a house in an area that's not gentrified, that's showing signs of gentrification that eventually will be because, you know what I'm saying?
Ask your question again.
How do you feel about it?
How, like, do I feel about it? Right. Because I know what you're saying.
Like, but some people are just like, leave those people alone. This is wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I, like, part of me agree, like, a bit before I was like, yes, that's foul. That's foul. But now it's like, dang, like, okay, so,
you said, but now I'm
just playing. But you know, like I'm thinking of it like, you know, I don't have kids right now, I don't have a wife or anything, but I'm like, okay, this is the time, like, now is the time when you make those decisions that, when they're like, oh, he was moving right. It's not when you get the kid and get. Well, so for some people,
It's before.
But it's like, you know what I'm saying?
You're playing catch up when you get, when you have the kid, you're playing catch up to establish that foundation. Right. So it is before you have the kid.
So my question is, like, is simply, is that wrong if I'm contributing? Like, I'm hearing murmurs of this happening on the West End, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, I'm looking at the taxes right now, maybe like, you know, $800.
So I'm indifferent. I'm very indifferent. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm indifferent too. I was just going to say, because you got to separate your feelings and you got to separate business, because that's what the two, you know, they don't run parallel. It's too, like, if you want to be business about it, yes, it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to think about the people, no, that shouldn't be the best interest in you doing that, especially because you know firsthand what disenfranchised people go through.
Yes.
So I'm indifferent about it too, but you can take it away. I don't know what to say on this one.
I mean, I was just going to say I'm indifferent because at what point does it get to where you cross the line of, okay, I'm making decisions to set up my family.
Right.
And maybe to some extent that will always be to somebody else's deficit because I have to choose mine over you. But is that my responsibility? Is that a testament to my morale because I made that decision rather than say, damn, that is fucked up. Let me not, you know what I'm saying, purchase a house in this area because I know what's going on. It's tied up. I don't know. I
mean, you don't have to buy a house in the hood.
No, you don't. But if that's an area where you can afford it, if that's an area where you work, if that's an area that makes sense for you and it's being gentrified, is it really like my fault or am I part of the problem? I'm not going to say that.
Directly, no, not part of the problem. It's a bigger umbrella. That's just one of the.
And let's say I do get a piece of land that is at a very, very great price in this gentrified area, and I can't find it anywhere else. Would you pass on it? Setting up your family, putting this plot of land in your name, giving it to your son when he's of age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Bible says a good man leaves his children an inheritance. How can I do that if I'm buying something top dollar in the, you know what I'm saying?
I definitely understand where y'all coming from, for sure.
And I also feel like if I don't do it, there's a company. Like, I'll say this. Let me explain why I feel like this, you know, because one, if I don't do it, like, there's a company or there's somebody who really doesn't care about my people that will do it. You know what I'm saying? That
for
doesn't
sure.
look like me.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Also, nepotism, like, this is how it started. I'm sure you know what nepotism is, right?
Right.
So it's like, at some point in time, one person made a decision that set his kids, what did Kanye say? Kids, get like, he made a decision to where that was a reality. You know what I mean? And so I kind of feel like, to a certain extent, like, if maybe, and I don't mean like step on the head of some of another to get above, but like, you know, just think like, okay, I got to do my best within my morals and my will to set my kids up. You know what I mean? Because then maybe from there it'll spread, and now it's not, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's kind of how I think about it.
I think, too, that's where it gets a little hazy to a lot of people, because I understand, and maybe this is something you guys understand, too. Maybe you do, just because it's the way you just explained it. But it's like you make decisions that aren't necessarily to another person's deficit. It's not necessarily, you know what I'm saying? It's with you in mind primarily, but it's not necessarily stepping on somebody else to get where you need to get in life.
Right, right.
Maybe you're purchasing this house somewhere where it is a gentrified area, but, you know what I'm saying, it's not taking from someone else. And I do understand the definition of gentrification, obviously. But it's not, you know what I'm saying, kicking somebody else out. It may just be this land was, I don't know, foreclosed on, somebody couldn't afford it, whatever. And now they're just turning it into a different, completely different area. Who knows?
Y'all came to pod.
It's not to the deficit. That's all.
It's just that's just like always been an interesting.
No, that's a great question.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Because I'm like, dang, like my grandparents, like if that were to happen to them, like I'll be pissed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a double edged sword for real, for real. And I feel like that's the case for a lot. Like they're living in a place that, you know, maybe paid off, and that's where it sucks. House is paid off, but then the taxes go up, and they can't afford the taxes. Like, dang. But
oh my goodness.
Another conversation, I guess. You know, didn't mean to.
Oh, nah, listen, we do that. Tangents are very accepted.
Yeah. Inquisitive question for 200. I want another one. I like this guy.
Oh, dang. I thought you had a question.
He said for 200.
All right.
I was going to say, we didn't say rest in peace to Malcolm X's daughter.
She passed, what, last night?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the same one who just crossed Delta.
Malika Shabazz. Sorry.
Right.
That's all good.
We also did say rest in peace to Antoine the Child the Sensation.
Goat? Oh, yeah.
Little kid that passed away, him too.
Yeah. Sad.
And I don't even want to say I have conspiracy theories about this, because I don't even want to come off as that guy, but like, it says they found her, you know, unconscious in her home, and they're assuming that she died from unnatural causes.
Yeah.
But it's just hard to believe, you know, obviously because of Malcolm, obviously because it's every other black leader we've had. So I'm just not going to go with that story, if you get what I'm saying.
No, I definitely feel you. And partially because I know we will never get the full story. I know that there is always a piece that they don't want to get out. So, yeah, a part of it is propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Did you ever ask him that question that I asked you when we went to the gym? Like, it was a long time ago.
Which one?
I don't know. I don't know why I thought you could read minds. but that was crazy. Did you ask that question from 3 months ago? Like, I don't know why I asked that.
Like, dang. Right. Yeah, cool.
Do you love yourself unconditionally or under the condition that you provide, that you accomplish things?
Do I love myself unconditionally or...
That's where I cue up some music. Like, this is a good part to put some...
Or under the condition that you accomplish things. So if you were to like fail, get fired, you know what I'm saying? Like, couldn't afford, like nothing's going, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really just can't, like, it seems like you can't do anything right. Do you still love yourself or under the condition that you accomplish things?
I don't know. So I'll say this. I love myself unconditionally, but one fear that I have in life is dying before I accomplish or, you know what I'm saying, like, achieve my purpose in life. Mm-hmm. So whether that is with the condition that I do, you know what I'm saying, like, excuse me, achieve certain things, I can't really say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I do love myself unconditionally because I pulled myself out of some very, very dark times by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, occasionally, not just once. So, I think those times, you know what I'm saying, you feel as though you, you know what I'm saying, you don't accomplish it, you're not progressing, you know what I'm saying, you're just whatever at the time. So, yeah.
I love myself unconditionally. Do I need to elaborate more on that?
Mm-mm.
I just think I will elaborate on that.
Okay.
why start giving the voice?
I will.
Y'all are crazy, man. I just feel like, you know, at the end of the day, who else is going to have your back but you? You know what I'm saying? Even if you're on Gilligan alone, you know you still got yourself at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So people always going to switch on you. Relationships get altered each and every day. Friendships, family, all of that. You got to look yourself in the mirror and have your back. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a dog-eat-dog world. I hate to say that, but it is what it is. If you don't provide for your own self and just... I lost my train of thought, but you get what I'm saying, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. How about you?
I feel like I don't know, simply because like when I'm like doing like, you know what I'm saying, like doing what I, when I am who I think I am, like when I'm performing, it's like, mm-hmm. ooh, like I'm floating. I feel a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like when you get that fresh haircut, I feel like that all the time. When I'm like at the top of my game, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when I'm not to say that I'm like, you know, depressed or anything like that, but it's just like, you know, I don't really, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't feel like going out. Like, I don't even feel like I'm really even supposed to be like celebrating anything because I'm not doing what I'm supposed, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So see, that's why I'm like, I don't really, that's not unconditional.
But see, y'all both said, I don't know. I both peeped that. You said, I love myself unconditionally, but, and then at the end you said, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You just said, I don't know either.
I say really not unconditionally for me.
Yeah, and I didn't say yes. I'm just saying I want to say I do, but I don't know because I feel like I would feel like a failure if I died not achieving my purpose.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's what I was going to get to, because I think y'all are thinking about accomplishments and these accolades that y'all need to achieve, but you're always going to be chasing that high. Because mm-hmm. every time y'all break open a new door and say, all right, I accomplished this. I got to, you know, financially where I want to be. I have a family now. It's going to be something else that's going to be on your plate that you want to accomplish before you die.
But see, that's where...
it's a never-ending cycle.
That's where it's a tricky thing, because in my thought process, it's like, it's not a specific accolade per se. It's me living and walking in my purpose. Mm-hmm. So whether or not I figure out what that specifically is or what that looks like...
you're still trying
like,
to figure out your purpose in life.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
I definitely feel like, you know what I'm saying, what I'm doing now is aligning with my spirit, it's aligning with my creative, it's aligning with, you know what I'm saying, how I feel good about, you know what I'm saying, leading my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't necessarily say, yeah, I think God put me on this planet to do this.
Gotcha. Have you found your purpose?
I believe so.
You mind sharing?
Sure. I don't know, like, the direction, but I remember when I was younger, I'll you know, a little bit about my personal life, come mm-hmm. from a great two-parent household, you know what I'm saying, got everything that I needed, a lot of what I wanted, you know what I'm saying? Dad got a good job. So it's like my situation has been like beautiful, you know what I'm saying? However, just through like different groups, friend groups, you know, specifically like travel basketball, where I was playing okay. with somebody from over here, somebody from, you know, from everywhere, not just somewhere.
All walks of life.
You know what I mean? Like when in high school, like everybody is in a similar kind of like
group.
Socioeconomic, because y'all live in like the same zip code, but when you play tribal, it's like everywhere. So like there will be kids, opposite situations, you know what I'm saying? Like single parent household, mom working three jobs to be able to, you know what I'm saying? Like really struggling. Now I remember asking my mom, like, why was I like given this life? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, you know, like there's no answer for that, but just know that every time you have the opportunity to like give back, you should do so. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And so my thing, and y'all both probably heard me talk about this a ton of times, it's just being close to success. You know what I'm saying? And I feel mm-hmm. like that's kind of like built me. And anybody who looks at me as somebody who's going to be successful or whatever, like I always attribute it to like me being close to it. Like my dad, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Other male figures in my life.
Product of your own environment.
Exactly. So right. I think my purpose is to work hard enough to get to a place where I can feel like I can show somebody like success, or show somebody, you know, a way that you can,
I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like better your life and take care of your family. I don't want to say like, oh, be rich, but just be like, you know, like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
I got
so
you.
I think that's like my purpose. I don't know how.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to do it, where if it's this job or if it's, you know what I mean? But I think that's, like, what I'm supposed to do.
Yo, this is an Oscar. We deserve an Oscar
okay,
for
so
this
tell
episode.
Me this. Damn.
This
I'm
is
sorry.
Crazy.
I'm sorry. But, nah, tell me this. So, where do you, I guess, kind of, like, where do those lines intersect for you when, because mm-hmm. you just said that you know what your purpose is.
Yes.
Do you believe that you're walking in your purpose? Do you believe that you're living in your purpose?
Mm-hmm. So, it's so funny, man, because my sister has two kids. One is, like, a young, like, a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And my nephew, who is, I believe he's 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, like, I kind of feel like that's, like, this is, like, my opportunity to, like, interact with kids and learn, like, the way that they communicate, like, how to communicate not just to them but through them.
Right,
if that makes
right.
sense.
I got you, yeah.
Because, and also it's, like, giving me, like, a buffer to where it's, like, I'm trying to, like, build myself as a man, get into my purpose, build that story of success. So it's like at the same time I'm practicing both things. Mm-hmm. My throat's getting a little dry. Mm-hmm. The devil doesn't want me to share this. You ain't gonna give me no water. What was your question again? How are the lines?
Yeah, how do you believe the lines are intersecting?
Yeah, so just I think that's preparation.
Okay.
Like both of those sides of the coin is preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And then like just finding spaces like to be able to speak to kids, or you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So like one of my goals is to join Big Brothers Big Sisters of America. Lit. You know what I'm saying? Like that's something that I definitely want to do.
Okay.
See if I can get a couple drops. I'm straight.
That was well said.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
That was my last question. I just wanted to ask because I feel as though like I know what my purpose is. Like I know what drives me. I know what I'm passionate about. What, you know what I'm saying? All that good stuff. I just don't know how, or maybe I just haven't. I haven't like been in the situation to where like, oh my fucking God, it clicks. Mm-hmm. Like this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
How I'm living through my purpose. I haven't had that moment yet.
Yeah. I feel like it's just like what really pulls at you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Level of attraction. Level of attraction.
Law of attraction.
Yeah. Excuse me. We were talking about that on the way here.
Mm-hmm.
And just how the universe is aligned in a certain way. And when you, not necessarily manifest, but what was the correct term that you said when we were chopping it up?
Well, I just said, I still can't think of the word.
Well, we'll just use manifest, right?
Right.
We said something about like, you know, you manifest, you know, seeing yourself well off, inspiring others and serving people. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we're here for.
For sure.
You're going to be in that position you want
to be.
Like,
right.
For sure.
What I said to him was, what's the word when you do things like you don't even have to think of them, if that makes sense.
Muscle memory?
No, it's like breathing is, you don't have to think about
breathing.
It's just
known to do. What's the word for it? Yeah.
shit. And it starts with an M?
No, I don't know what it starts with.
Oh, I was like,
Did you hit us with the spelling bee?
Right.
Because I was just trying to, I thought that you were saying it started with an M. It's like, human nature, or human?
That's it's not. It's a word. It's one word.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I said like essentially
second nature.
No, it's not that. It's like an actual. I really want to Google it now.
Yeah, they're probably like these guys dumb as hell.
Nah, I just really don't know.
Yeah,
we want to make a cut.
Nah, this is rolling.
Okay,
forget it.
So. You know, breathing, for instance, like you don't have to think to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to think to, like, just certain things just happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So with the law of attraction, I was basically saying, like, you know, when you think about something, like, all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Something that you want, like, you think about it all the time. Like, you wake up, that's the first thing you think of, like, throughout the day, randomly, like, that for whatever reason, like you just think of it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, those thoughts will turn into like an action, right?
Fruition.
So it's like if it takes 100% of something, right, 100% to like get there,
mm-hmm.
that thought will turn into like 1.5%. You know what I'm saying?
And then that
1.5% turns into 10%, and when you get to 10%, you meet somebody. You know what I mean? And now once you meet them, it's at 15%. And it's like all these things just kind of like trickle down.
Start clicking.
Until it's like, oh, shoot, I'm here.
Right.
But it was like you concerned yourself with it. Like just autumn, you know, without even thinking of it. You know what I mean?
I got you.
And I think we're turning into that,
like,
though.
That.
Because I'm proud of where we've grown so far. Like where we are right now at this present moment. Like I'm proud of all y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I've known y'all since high school, obviously. And just see y'all, you know, accomplish and achieve and just empower others. Like, that shit is inspiring. It means a lot to me, at least. Don't mean to get, like, real sentimental on here, but I'm proud of y'all for real.
And we all inspire. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we're all pull inspiration from each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I can definitely say, like, the people in our friend group, like, you know what I'm saying? You and Tevin and the twins, like, y'all in a lot of different ways definitely inspired me to get my shit off. Like, whether it's like being creative, or whether it's like leveling up, or whether it's like being more intuitive, or like just having like a different kind of bag.
Just being a better man overall, each and every day. Just
like, for a different kind of reason, all of y'all like definitely like push me to do that for sure. Damn. That shit's lit.
Can we end the pod like that?
We definitely can. Might as well. For sure. Ooh. I'm mad at it.
We had 104, 105, 106, something like that. No, for sure. Sante a little over an hour.
Wait. Just one more topic.
All right. What's good?
What the hell is this? Singer Sofia Urista apologized for urinating on a male fan's face during her show.
What?
Yeah. I just wanted to get that off. It's a video. What the fuck?
I've never heard of this artist. Mm. I'm not sure if she's like super popular or not. You know, I don't know if I'm tone deaf on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what genre of music it is, but I just seen a video of her on stage. She literally pulled down her pants or whatever she had on. Guy sat on stage and just let her pee on him.
That's sick.
Did she not get arrested for public indecency?
I have no idea. I'm not going to read the whole article. I just thought it was...
Did he get a rash or something?
That's insane.
That's sick. Okay, listen. I'm sorry. I regret asking that. That it was going to get into that. I just thought it was something else. Like that. Okay.
No, that was it. The headline was correct.
That's sick. All right, listen.
The headline was correct.
Scratch
said,
that.
Y'all said y'all haven't seen Power Season 2, Episode 1. So. Mm-hmm.
Nah.
I'll send y'all the password so y'all can catch up to speed.
For sure.
I'm about to start with episode 1.
Oh, you've never seen an episode of Power?
I've seen like 3 episodes.
Okay.
I was rewatching it. I killed it. I finished it. But I haven't seen the first season of the new season. The first episode of the new season. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to ruin it for y'all.
Yeah, don't.
But if it's me, the first 5 minutes blew me.
I'm still watching it.
We'll talk about it next week.
It's all good though. But yeah, we can wrap shit like that for real, because I don't got nothing else. So appreciate the first timers.
The last timers.
And in betweeners. For coming and bike, you know what I'm saying, week after week, showing much love, man. We really appreciate y'all, because it cost zero to show love, and it's been, what, 130 of them things.
130.
So we've been doing this shit for a while, and we appreciate y'all for coming bike, week after week after week.
Y'all stay safe out there.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Eat good.
Eat good, get some naps in, kick it with the family, watch some football.
Get drunk.
Listen to us. Watch this video.
Yeah, watch this. For Shosky. But yeah. Until next time.
Anything you want to announce before we get off?
Keep us in your prayers. Because Lord knows we need to be there.
Big facts.
Till next time.
Till next time.
I bid you adieu.
Abadurchi.
Bro, Chili is out.